Tokyo Podcast Episode Number 1.
Hey everybody, welcome to the very first episode of Tokyo Podcast. On this particular show, I'm going to be talking about all the new and exciting things that I'll be covering on Tokyo Podcast. Hey everybody, welcome to the very first episode of Tokyo Podcast. I'm your host, Tony Joe. And I gotta say, it feels a bit weird to be sitting in the former Bangkok Podcast Intergalactic Headquarters, now renamed Tokyo Podcave, but without the Greginator on the other side of the table. For those of you who don't know, I hosted a weekly podcast in Bangkok with my good buddy Greg Jorgensen for over a year. We did 70 shows covering all aspects of living and working in Thailand. We had cool monks on the show. We had TV stars, ambassadors, business owners, travelers, authors. We had everybody on the show. If you're thinking about moving to Bangkok, Thailand, I would definitely recommend checking out Bangkok Podcast. If you have been listening to Bangkok Podcast, you know that I am moving to Japan next week. And so as a result, I have started Tokyo Podcast. So on this show, I wanted to give you a quick overview of what Tokyo Podcast is going to be all about. Obviously, one of the first things I'm going to talk about is some of my new adventures in living in Japan. Japan is so fascinating for me because it's so completely different than any other country in the world, especially compared to Thailand. It's almost the complete opposite of Thailand. Thailand is very relaxed, easygoing, sabai-sabai. Japan is not. Japan is serious. They're so serious about everything over there. It's kind of comical, but kind of annoying. It's a country full of paperwork and rules and regulations, whereas Thailand is not so much. It's all might be not worrying about it. So it's going to be a lot of fun comparing what it's like to get set up in Thailand and what it's like to get set up in Japan. Right now, I'm going through the process of getting an apartment, and this is going to be a whole entire show because it is a nightmare, I would say, getting an apartment in Japan. It is so much harder than getting an apartment in Thailand. And we did a show about finding apartments in Thailand. So it'll be a lot of fun to compare things like that about some of my new experiences living in Japan, dealing with the language, dealing with a much larger city. Bangkok's population, I believe, is 6 million. Tokyo is 30 million. So I'm going to a city that's 5 times larger. Multitude of trains. There's so many trains there. I know I'm going to get lost. Train stations that are huge, that are larger than the shopping malls here. So all those experiences are going to be a lot of fun to share with my new audience. One of the things that really surprised me in producing 70 shows for Bangkok Podcast was which shows turned out to be more popular than others. Some shows that Greg and I thought would be huge hits actually weren't. And some shows that we were kind of embarrassed about turned out to be really great. Embarrassingly, some of the earlier shows with the really bad audio are some of the most popular. So maybe Greginator needs to go back and fix some of those. But one of the most popular series was our Buddhism series with our awesome Falun monk Prat Pandit. We had a British-born monk who came on the show and talked to us about Thai Buddhism and how it affects Thai culture and Thai daily life. And that show proved to be extremely popular, especially amongst the Thai audience. I was really surprised to get the feedback from the Thais in regards to the Buddhism series because I kind of assumed that they already knew about it and they wouldn't be interested in hearing what a bunch of foreigners think about their religion. But actually, it was the opposite. They were interested in our perspective and our views on Buddhism. And for some of the shows, we actually were able to educate them a little bit about their own culture and their own history. We did a show on the Thai spirit houses, which are these tiny temples that you kind of see outside many buildings. And I got a lot of feedback about Thai saying, you know, we always see those things everywhere, but we don't really know the history of them. So they really appreciated this show that allowed them to learn a little bit more about their own culture. So in Japan, Shinto Buddhism plays quite a large part in Japanese daily life. So that's something I want to get into as well. I don't know if I'll be able to find a cool monk like Prat Pandit, but I'll definitely try to find one. And that should be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to comparing Thai Buddhism with Shinto Buddhism and see how Shinto Buddhism plays a role in Japanese culture. One aspect of Thai culture that Greg and I never really explored too much on Bangkok Podcast was Thai sports. And Thailand is famous for, obviously, it's Muay Thai boxing. They have another sport called Takraw, which is quite famous. And that's like a volleyball game, but you play it with your feet. You can see them playing this all over Bangkok. But I don't know why Greg and I never really got into it. I guess we're not the most athletic people to be talking about Takraw. Can you see Greg jumping up and around trying to hit the ball in Takraw? but in Japan, this is something I want to try to change because Japan has a lot of national sports that go way back in their history, such as sumo, karate, judo, kendo. And some of these people who practice these sports take these things extremely seriously. For example, kendo has this test called the Hachidan test, the eighth level test. And it's one of the hardest tests to do in kendo. And the requirements alone are that you have to be practicing kendo for over 10 years. You have to be over 46 years old. So the average applicant for the Hachidan test is well into their 50s or 60s. And what this test involves is a match between you and a fellow opponent in front of a panel of experienced kendo masters. And it's not so much if you win or lose the match, it's how you fought the match. Did you fight with honor? Did you fight with a clear mind? And these panel of judges are looking for all those kinds of things. So even if you win, but they felt that you didn't fight honorably, you don't get to move to the second round. So the dropout rate for the Hachidan test is huge. I think the success rate actually is less than 1%. And there's been kendo masters who've been trying for this test and this level for over 20 years. Well into their 80s, they keep coming every year. So it's a really fascinating test and a fascinating look at something that's been in Japan for many, many generations. So sports is something I definitely want to explore once I get to Japan. I'll be bringing on experts in sumo. Sumo is also something that's got a big controversy right now because a lot of foreigners are coming into the sumo ranks and there's some accusations that they're tied with the Yakuza, which is a Japanese mafia. So if you're into Japanese sports, definitely look for those shows. I think there'll be a lot of fun. One of my favorite things about doing the Bangkok podcast show was our Thai language series. Even though I didn't spend a lot of time studying the Thai language, I'm fascinated by learning. I'm fascinated by how people learn, especially people who can learn things quickly. I always want to know what do they do to learn something faster than everybody else. And so with the Thai language series, we always tried to have someone new on the show who we thought could bring a different perspective on learning the Thai language. And it was a really good show for me, not so much because I didn't study Thai so much, but I took a lot away from our guests, and I'm going to apply it when I move to Japan to study Japanese. I know when I get to Japan, I got to start studying Japanese from day one, and unfortunately for me, Japanese is one of the hardest languages to learn. I think it's like, you know, the top 10 hardest languages to learn. You got three alphabets, the kanji symbols that can be pronounced multiple ways. And there's also very little English in Japan. One thing nice about living in Bangkok is that there's quite a lot of English being spoken. So you can get around more or less by speaking mostly English and a little bit of Thai. But in Japan, that's not the case. There's very little English spoken. And if you want to do any kind of business there, you have to learn Japanese. So it's something that I will start from day one. And I really enjoyed listening to our guests and learning from them and how they learn, because many of them learn in different ways. For example, we had a guest named Dan Fraser, who was on the show, who runs Smiling Albino, which is an adventure tour company here in Thailand. And what's interesting about Dan is that he never went to school. He never went to a Thai school. He self-taught himself Thai. And by every day going out and talking to Thai people. And it was very critical that Dan learned Thai because when you're taking tourists out into the jungles of Bangkok and someone gets a snake bite or something, you have to be able to tell the taxi driver that you need to get to the airport. There's only so much you can do with hand signals and picture drawings while your client is turning green. So Dan really focused, buckled down, and studied the language himself every night. Without ever going to school. And he said within 2 years, he was quite fluent. Now he's got a TV show where he's traveling all over Thailand doing the show in Thai. So I think that's really great. We had another gentleman on the show named Peter Toonstra who learned Thai in the U.S. Air Force. And he learned Thai within a year. I think he's got to be one of the fastest learners that we ever had on the show. And from going from absolutely knowing nothing to flying here to Thailand a year later and speaking fluent Thai right when he got out of the airport, surprising the heck out of all the taxi drivers, it was really interesting to hear how the U.S. Air Force and what techniques they learned to teach him Thai so quickly. So the Japanese language series is something that I'm really looking forward to as well, because hopefully this series I'll be able to contribute a bit more. In the Thai language series, I was kind of just nodding my head a lot, but I'm learning Japanese. So during this series, I hope to document the growth of my Japanese language and bring on guests in Japan who've studied it and see what some of their techniques were in learning Japanese as quickly as we all can. So there you go, short and sweet. Wow, that's only 11 minutes. Don't worry, the next show will be a little bit longer. That's a quick overview of what Tokyo Podcast is going to be all about. We'll hope to have the first show online on October 2nd. So visit my website at tokyo-podcast.com. If you have any show comments, feedback, or you want to be featured on the show, feel free to send me an email. So thanks for listening, everyone, for the first episode of Tokyo Podcast. And thanks to everyone who made Bangkok Podcast a huge success. But I hope everyone can join me on October 2nd for the premiere of Tokyo Podcast. Once again, I am Tony Joe, and thanks for listening.